We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school softball. The Tri-Center Trojans are off to a decent start so far this year. They're 2-3. They've been in every game, either win or lose, except for their opening game against Riverside, which they're off to a good start. We try to see what is in store with this Trojan softball team. We're talking with head coach Chad Thomas. And, Coach, how do you feel about your team's start to the season?
You know, I think it's been a positive one for us. Like you said, we've been in every game, and even the Riverside game, we had the bases loaded one inning and two runners on in another inning. We just couldn't get anybody home. So the score that wasn't indicative of how we played that game. So we've been competitive in all five, and now we just got to take that next step to start winning some of those games.
Yeah, you have kind of a two-player rotation with pitching-wise right now with Hayden Thomas and Caitlin Griner. Griner, a sophomore, Thomas, a senior. You know, how do you feel about that rotation and using both of those pitchers so far?
Both of them have pitched well so far. Hayden's got a lot of experience. This is her fifth year pitching in high school, and Caitlin's pitched since she was an eighth grader. So both have a lot of experience and are pitching well so far this year. And they kind of complement each other in how they pitch and what pitches they throw. So it's a good combination for us. And neither of them are going to throw 60, 65. So they're going to, pound the zone and really let our defense work behind them and help them out and really kind of work that way.
Yeah, go a little bit more into detail. How do they pitch? How do they complement each other?
They each throw different pitches. Kate's probably a little more higher in the zone, whereas Hayden throws a little lower in the zone. Kate, both have good spin and good movement on their pitches. Hayden really pounds the zone. She does not walk many. She's going to challenge hitters, make sure that they put it in play. Kate's got real good spin, like I said before, and we'll try to get more hitters to chase and that type of thing. So it's a good combination for us. That's worked as they've grown the last couple of years with experience. It's really worked really well for us to have them both pitch in games.
Do you usually throw them both in one game at times? You let one of them?
Depends on the situation. If they've got it going, we'll let one go as long as they can, and if they can finish it out, fantastic. If not, we get both of them warmed up, and the plan usually is to throw them both. So we'll just kind of see how the game dictates which way we go.
So offensively as a team, you're hitting .206, but I mean, it doesn't seem like you're having a hard problem scoring runs. So batting averages can sometimes be deceiving a little bit. So how do you feel like the bats have been going?
I think we've definitely need to improve there. We've got girls that are capable of hitting well. And part of that is, the schedule we've had so far. We've faced some really good pitching. So definitely give those teams credit. Between Audubon, Riverside, Logan, they all have really solid pitchers. St. Albert has a good pitcher. So, I mean, the schedule makers didn't do us any favors the first week or so of the season as far as facing pitching. But, our bats have been good. Once we get on the bases, we're pretty aggressive at trying to steal bases and generate runs that way. And I think it's just something that we have quite a few younger girls in the lineup, and them just getting that confidence that they can play varsity and be successful at the varsity level, I think is our next step to really kind of boost that offense and get us going, scoring more runs.
Well, it seems like you rely on your pitchers for not only for pitching, but for hitting. Griner's got a home run this year, and Thomas has been a beast on the base paths with 8 stolen bases, hitting .375. So not only can those two pitch, but they seem to be, the girls you rely on hitting.
Yeah, they both work on softball year round. It's their favorite sport. So it's something that they work really hard at. Not only are they, leaders on the mound for us, but they're leaders offensively and defensively as well. So we're just looking to kind of follow in line of those two and get the rest of the girls going. And I know we're capable of it. We have a really good group of girls that have worked really hard so far. And I think eventually we're going to get things going offensively and we'll be a little bit better at scoring runs.
Who are some of the other girls that, you like right now in terms of what they're doing offensively and just needing, a few more hits to shore up their numbers?
Yeah. I mean, Avi Kilpak, our catcher, she's done a great job. She's a leader. She's a multi-sport athlete, all-state, all-conference volleyball player, state track runner. So she's really been helpful from a leadership standpoint. And she does whatever she can do to get on base. She hits, she bunts, she'll take a pitch, whatever it needs to be to get on base. Joanna Cook has done a nice job for us. She's made a really nice jump. She's a sophomore, really nice jump offensively for us. She's putting the ball in play a lot for us, and that's going to really pay off in the end. And freshman Jillian Budge, she's another one that started working all year round, and her swing has improved so much from her eighth grade year to her freshman year. And she's really going to, I think, as the season goes on, get better and better, and I'm really excited to see her growth.
So this team has lost 20 games the last 2 years in a row. What do you think is going to take to change the mentality, change things, and try to, you know, push this team back closer to the 500 level, borderline, try to get them into the winning record kind of mode?
Yeah, I think it's really a belief, because I know, you know, it's been a struggle for a few years with our program. Going back, you know, it's been quite a few years. We just we've had girls that have come out and not play the next year. So it's always seems like we're starting over from a standpoint of a lot of young girls playing. But with this group, I think our number one thing is belief in what they're doing, belief in what the work that they're putting in. And I think that's really, at least through the first five games, has shown that not only can we compete with some of these teams, but we're going to start getting some W's against teams as well. So it's just that belief in what we're doing as a team and as a program. And the girls have all bought in. From day one of off-season workouts through the first 3 weeks of practice, attitude and effort has been fantastic. And each one of the girls, you know, 1 through 22 that play varsity and JV for us have gotten better since we started. And that's all we can ask for. So I think with all their buy-in and the work we're putting in and the confidence they're gaining through some successes we're having in games, that I really think that we're going to be able to – I can't tell you what our record will be, but I think we're going to be a much more competitive team and we're going to get some W's.
Yeah, I mean, what do you make of the WIC this year? I mean, it just seems like it's tougher maybe than it has been in the past. Riverside is really, really good. Missouri Valley, really, really good. Xyrie HK Audubon, a state tournament team, they're really, really good. And yet you played Xyrie tough, you played Loma tough. You know, it seems like there's confidence. You beat Underwood the other day. I mean, it seems like the girls are getting confidence that they can play with these teams.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I mean, the WIC is just a gauntlet. There's no nights off. 1 through 9, if you don't come to play, you're going to get beat. And that's going to make us better as a team. But yeah, I agree. I mean, I think the confidence they're gaining with being able to play with these teams in the past, we probably haven't played with competitively. And then we're starting to do that this year. So I think that's a big step forward. Now we just got to take another step and start winning some of those games, and their confidence can really take off and we can really grow from there.
So the next stretch of games, I mean, a huge one tonight at Missouri Valley. I mean, the Big Reds are, you know, off to a great start this year. And then after that, I mean, it's kind of even matchups with IKM, Trainer, AHSTW. So it's kind of, what do you make of this next stretch for you and your team?
Yeah, I think it's you know, starting tonight, it's a big stretch for us. We play, you know, tonight and Friday, then we play all 5 days next week and have a tournament on Saturday. So we've got a lot of softball in front of us here in the next, you know, 9 to 10 days. So we're going to find out kind of what we're made of. You know, I think, you know, if we stay the course and keep doing the things that we've been doing, we're going to be very competitive and win some of those ball games. But like we talked about, the WIC is so tough that, I mean, if you're not ready to play on a given night, it could be a short one. So we have to just come with that mindset that we're going to compete and really get after it from pitch one through the last pitch. And I like our chances to improve as the week goes on.
Well, let's see if this team can continue to evolve, get better. I certainly think you're better than a 20-loss team, so things are hopefully on the upswing for you. Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck here over these next stretch of games, and we'll talk again soon. Thanks so much.
All right, thanks, Chris. I appreciate it.
Chad Thomas, head coach for Tri-Center Softball, with us here on KSOM.